You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
On today's show, Finishing Well, with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, the flip side of the gong show.
Okay.
The flip side. So what does that mean, Robbie? Well, here's the thing. You might remember that Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, right, said, if I speak in tongues of men or of angels but do not have love, right, I'm a resounding gong. So the idea of that is we don't want to be gongs today. We do want to speak in love. And so what does that love look like? And in 1 Corinthians, obviously, we know love is patient, love is kind. But I'm moving on down in the list, it says in Numbers verse 7, it says it always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails, which is, you know, a phenomenal promise. But I want you to just bear with me in a story. You know, in 1996, those who know me well know I was diagnosed with lymphoma. And not just any kind of lymphoma, but what they called killer cell lymphoma. And my first immediate response, I was only 41 years old, is, man, I could die here. And my thoughts were all about me. And I, you know, it seemed like it was really a bad situation for Robbie Dillmore, but I did not realize, I didn't even have a clue the effect that it would have on the people that really loved Robbie Dillmore and what it did specifically to my spouse, to my wife, and the deep depression that was a result of the anxiety of thinking that your husband's going to die. And so if you begin to think about that, I don't know if you've ever considered that your own, right, demise, whatever that might come from, what effect that is going to have on the people that really love you. You know,
especially if for perhaps months or years, specifically years, you're unable to care for yourself. So your family, they will step in and they will care for you if this isn't planned. And, you know, where we talked about dementia, I mean, that's what my mother suffered from, Alzheimer's, and it was about 10 years. She was diagnosed early because of really my sisters who lived close to her. She was able to see it and then got her into a test program with some drugs. But if she had 10 years where she wasn't able to care for herself, and the effect on the family. My father was deceased for probably 8 or 9 years, so it was at this time, and the effect on all of us was difficult. And she had done some planning.
Yeah, and my father's, you know, those who are listening know that my father passed away in March. And his illness really only lasted about 9 months, but it put stresses on the siblings that really I don't know that my father in any way, shape, or form anticipated or had planned for. And so, yeah, there's things, there's products, there's insurance. But I love what you say, Hans, that the plan is not the insurance.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to talk today about long-term care insurance, and we're going to give you some knowledge. We're going to pass on some knowledge about that. But, you know, that doesn't seem to do a lot of good with people, is just to teach them about long-term care and give them the knowledge. What we need to get clear, the insurance is not the plan. I mean, what you really need is you need to plan this out while you're still young and, you know, or middle-aged or late middle age, early retirement, you know, plan this out while you can, and you need to get a plan together. And we can help you do that. And what we really want to do on the show today is we want to impress upon you the need to have this plan. Now, what the insurance is once we have the plan together, the insurance makes the plan possible. Okay? It provides the funding. So, you know, we are trying to sell you insurance today, but we're going to need to get there. We got some work to do before we get there.
Right, because as part of the equation is that love protects. And, you know, for me, had I not experienced what I did through my cancer experience, I didn't realize, and I don't know how I would have come to realize, the pressure my own illness would put on somebody. But, you know, undoubtedly, you know, when Eve and Adam were there, you know, at the in the garden, they had a choice between the tree of life or the tree of knowledge. And we know what Eve chose, which was the tree of knowledge, which puffs up. It doesn't build up like love does. And the real result of that was both Adam and Eve died. But they were still walking around, which is confusing. But the real reason that they died was they became separated from God. And to be separated from God is to be separated from love. And so why knowledge sits out there and there's, you know, all this wisdom that might be available, but if there is no love in your family to say, okay, I know that there's a possibility that if all of a sudden I put all this pressure on my family of who's going to take care of Dad, are we going to put him in a nursing home, are we going to do all this stuff, Dad's not in a position to talk about that anymore, then all of a sudden I've put my three kids in the middle of what I would, you know, say is a Molotov cocktail. I mean, the fire's fixed to break out over the argument.
Well, invariably, each one has their opinion. Each one has their level of concern. And it's going to be one of the siblings that's going to end up taking care of Mom or Dad or taking care of you. You know, if that's a male, like it was you or with me, the spouse is going to be involved because the women end up bearing the brunt of this thing as well. The point I want to make is who's going to take care of you and how much preparation have you done and planning to, like, how do I want to be cared for? Do I want to be cared for at home? Do I want to go to an assisted living? And some of these assisted livings are pretty nice, and they're expensive. And if I don't plan that out, I can end up in a, you know, in a nursing home. We can end up with the kids bickering, if you want to.
Yeah, one of the things that you mentioned that, as soon as you mentioned it, I thought immediately of my own grandfather. You said 70% of the claims for long-term care insurance are from memory.
They're memory related. 70% of them are coming from memory related issues.
Right. And I actually had a chance to deal with that firsthand with my father. I went through it for 10 years with my grandfather and watched the pressure that put on my mother and her siblings, which honestly, they were never the same after those arguments that were a result of deciding, you know, what to do with grandpa. And it was heartbreaking, you know, to kind of see what they'd really hope for, if nothing else in their family, is that they would be harmonious, that they'd be there to support one another as they went off into that in that situation. So what does love look like in a plan like that? And the beauty of, you know, from my standpoint, this show and what God is put on your heart, Hans, is you've had so much experience with this, with being able to lay out a plan. Again, the insurance is not the plan. The insurance is a way to make the plan work, but part of it is planning out. Wow, everybody in the family knows that if, you know, Robbie's mind starts to go and he, you know, that this was his wishes, which, by the way, I'm just going to tell you, my wishes, and my family knows this all the way, by the way, very, very well as a result of what happened. I want to be at home, but I realize that with home health care now and the control that you can have over home health care, you know, I would much rather that they be the ones, you know, those nurses and those doctors coming in and the people that are giving me home health care, you know, long-term care insurance will pay for that.
Well, and supervised by your family.
Right.
So it's not like your family's out of the picture. I mean, my own situation too is I just have a vision where I'm sick and I'm able to care for myself. And we've got a big long-term care policy, let's just put it that way, that pays for home health care just as much as it does and it's going to pay plenty. And
I hadn't even thought about that, but everybody wants to know. Hans, what do you? Is that what you want? Is to be
absolutely home health care as long as I can stand it. And the problem with because we wanted to keep my mother at home with dementia, it reaches a point where these people have to be supervised 24 hours a day, and we needed to put my mother in assisted living. So at the end, if it's right for me to be in assisted living at the end of a long home health care stay, but it's not workable anymore, then I want to go to assisted living, okay? Because, you know, people get sleep. The spouse of a person with dementia is going to be sleep deprived because you can't sleep at night because you're just always listening for the spouse.
No, I can
even if you're
you,
sleeping with them, and if they're up walking around, they're going to fall, they're going to run around, you know, try to take the car out. You know, my dad got the car in the bushes back there trying to drive and trying. I mean, so you got to be supervised. So that can be done during the day with a person in the middle of this thing that's pretty much manageable at night. But at the end, they're going to need to go to an assisted living. So, but my preference is absolutely is home health care.
And the beauty of it is that it's a neat, caring discussion. That's a big part of the plan, right?
Well, sure it is.
Actually that your family is very familiar with what you've decided to do to protect them, to help
Well, and you've given them powers of attorney. I mean, we had two powers of attorney, health care power of attorney and a durable power of attorney, so that your family, and if it's not your spouse, or your spouse may be gone or may be sick as well, I mean, so then you got to pick which of your children is going to be that first name on the power of attorney that's going to make the decision. You need a decision maker in this kind of thing. And, you need to lay out, that's the plan, is your wishes and getting all the legal effect to it, communication with the family, and then the insurance is what makes it possible. Home health care is expensive.
So we are talking today, as you might guess, by long-term care with certified financial planner Hans Scheil on the show. You're listening to his Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. And we want to always mention that you can go to CardinalGuide.com and you can download this chapter for free right there on the book and get the PDF, or if you want, I've seen lots of people do it. Lots of my friends have done it, I even have seen, that they'll email Hans and say, send me the book, and off you get it. And that has the knowledge, but we don't want to just be a gong.
Right, you know,
We want to be, you know, say, wow, what does this look like to really love your family well and protect in order to finish well? How this works, again, when we come back, we'll have more stories. And more, hopefully, of the flip side of the gong show.
Thank you.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to CardinalGuide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at CardinalGuide.com. That's CardinalGuide.com. Well, welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we are the flip side of the gong show, coming from that pretty famous 1 Corinthians 13 passage where if I speak with all that knowledge and wisdom and all that stuff, but I don't speak in love, then I'm a resounding gong. So what does it look like to truly love, protect your family as you finish well? And to consider that, wow, you know, it is inevitable unless Jesus comes back, and we're all good for that, and then the plan will be we follow him.
Sure.
But, you know, it's very feasible and that, you know, and reasonable to expect that your death will not be in a matter of moments, that there will be a some type of illness that overcomes you, and it could be a long thing, and to actually have a plan in place where your family knows what your wishes are. And I know it sounds a bit morbid to whatever extent, but I saw how, you know, where my father planned well really meant a lot to all of us, and where, you know, there were holes in the plan, so to speak, left us, you know, kind of in a lurch. And I would really love to, you know, love my family well. So as we get into that, you know, what is long-term health care insurance? And let's just take my situation, Han, since, we, you know, here I am. I'm 63 years old, and oh, my goodness.
So in taking your situation, I want to point out to all our listeners is we got people on the younger end of the spectrum. Think about your parents and think about your in-laws. And this is a conversation that you need to have with them. And you really, we're talking to you about planning this out for you. If you're in your 50s and you really take this stuff seriously, we can help you set up. You can also learn about it to the point, and I can help you with those conversations with your parents. A lot of our clients are 80, 90 years old, in their 70s, and they're brought in, or perhaps the person that we meet with is the son or daughter. So just putting things in perspective, as we talk with you, Robbie, I mean, you're in good health, your wife is in good health, and so you are in a position where you're young, you got lots of options.
I'm really appreciating that.
Well, you're young for my world, let's put it that way. You're not even on Medicare yet, okay? We're going to talk about that next week on Saturday morning is the Medicare show. So, you know, you've got lots of options. And before we would even begin to recommend a plan for you, we're going to want to sit down with you and find out just where you are financially, okay? And if you've got assets, you've got an IRA, if you have a 401k, if you have other savings, you've got options for long-term care insurance that other folks that don't have savings really don't have. So, and by that I mean, there's really, I identify in my book, there's four types of long-term care insurance. And, you know, as I said, you can get this book at the website, cardinalguide.com, under the 7 Worries tab. You can go to long-term care as one of the worries, and you can just click on it, and you can get both the book and the workbook for free. You can download that chapter. You can also find the book on Amazon. And in my original book, which is, it's on page 29, 30, and 31, we outline the four types of long-term care. Short-term care insurance, traditional long-term care insurance, hybrids, and self-insurance, or really not buying insurance, but simply putting aside the money and making sure that the money is there for you to pay for it yourself, which incidentally, in that fourth issue, a lot of folks, by the time we finally get there, they end up taking some of their money and putting it in a hybrid and just insuring it because it just makes sense. Now, that's a whole bunch of gong right there that I've just thrown at you. Specifically, I'm going to talk about traditional long-term care insurance. So there's a lot of companies that got out of this business over the last 10 years, let's say. There's really only about 10, 12 insurance companies that offer traditional long-term care insurance policy. And that's where you pay the premium. It's the least expensive way to plan for this and to fund a plan. And you pay a monthly premium or an annual premium, and you can pay it for as little as 10 years, or you could pay it for the rest of your life. Paying for the rest of your life is going to make it lower. And this policy is going to pay if you go to assisted living, if you go to a nursing home. And most importantly, it's going to give you an allotment every day or every month for home health care for many years. And so they're real specific. We can tailor them to a budget. Don't want to get into a lot of the details of the plan beyond that, but you're paying money into an insurance company. And in return, they're agreeing to pay your bills for your family, okay, so that your care is taken care of and your family can just be there to supervise it. Thrivent is one of the four companies that we offer traditional long-term care with. So being fiduciaries and independent agents, we have to be able to recommend from an assortment, okay? In other words, we're not one company people. It's hard to be that as a fiduciary because we need to be able to defend that we're making a recommendation that was in the best interest of the clients. So we have an assortment of companies, and we really have four big ones. I'm not going to name the other three. If you want to call me up and ask me who they are, I will. I also don't want to make this this radio show an ad for a particular insurance company. But Thrivent is really, originally it was two companies. It was Aid Association for Lutherans, and it was the Lutheran Brotherhood. And they merged about 15 years ago, and they became one company. And about a few years after that, they became a company for all Christians, so you didn't have to be Lutheran. There was a day when you had to be a Lutheran to buy from this company. Okay, it's over 100 years old, and they now offer long-term care insurance.
Martin would have been proud.
That's great. That's great.
No, but I mean, it's phenomenal. Right here in their, you know, application process, you have to, you know, it's somewhat on the honor system, but you have to declare, you know, that you are in fact a believer in Jesus Christ. And
wow. Yeah, I mean, when I'm interviewing to be the, I'm going to be the managing general agency, so other agents that want to sell this across the country are going to need to come through me or somebody like me. And they put me through a pretty rigorous process before they're going to say that we're going to give you the power to accept agents and employ agents or contract agents. But when it comes to a customer, they're not going to give you the, you know, a Bible exam or anything. I mean, you just need to profess that you have beliefs in line with the Apostles' Creed, that you are a Christian. And I've been representing them for Medicare supplement insurance for a couple of years, and then this long-term care offering, they've had this all along for their career agents, but now they're offering it to independent agents like me. And so I just wanted to mention that to folks, that if you go the traditional long-term care route, we have a company that only does business with Christians. And if you really do some research, or I'll get the information to you, and you really start looking at this organization, what they're all about, it's phenomenal. And their financial ratings are just, I mean, let me just, AA+. I mean, it's just, it's fabulous.
Right, and those things, obviously, if you're investing that kind of money, you want to make sure that at the end of the day that it's that this plan is going to be, you know, what works out for you.
So if you are interested in long-term care insurance or talking about it, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to sit down with you and we're going to help you prepare a plan and a written plan so that your family knows exactly what you want. And you get legal effect, so people have powers of attorney so they can actually act on your behalf when they need to. And then we're going to look into the funding of the thing. And then traditional long-term care insurance is just one of several options. And then Thrivent is one of four options for traditional long-term care insurance. Now, hybrids are life insurance, typically. They can be annuities. And a hybrid is where you just take a lump of money and you only pay one time for it. And you pay a premium, and then you get a much larger life insurance amount. And then if you never use it for long-term care, then your beneficiaries or your family just gets the life insurance amount. If you need long-term care, then the policy pays out just like a regular long-term care policy would. It pays it out to you by the month to pay for your care. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that actually is the one I'm more excited about, you know, is the idea of, wow, here's a thing that if I never use it, it's life insurance, my family gets it, and, you know, at the same time, you got possibilities of it being an annuity, too, if you want to go that route.
Oh, sure. Sure, and we can use retirement money for hybrids as well, where we can take your IRA money or your 401k, and we can roll over part of it into that.
If I can put you on the spot for a minute, I don't usually do this, but I'm just wondering, as I'm sitting there thinking, you know, this being the flip side of the Gong Show, you've probably been connected to a family that planned this out really well, and something really tragic happened, but you got to see how this planning played out for their family, for the siblings, for the children. Have you got a story like that?
I mean, it's my own story and my mom. I mean, I've got lots of them that are clients as well, but it just immediately comes. My father was an insurance man, and he would not buy this stuff, especially from his son. And so as soon as my father passed away, I sat down with my mother and I just said, I'm paying the premium for you. You're getting long-term care insurance. And so I set her up with a long-term care insurance policy. And my sister was livid, one of my sisters, because she was a nurse and she told me to cancel it. I shouldn't do that. And so I paid the premium for about a year. And then my mom finally took it over. But then that same sister, when my mother became sick years later, she was trying to figure out a way, because she was a nurse, to collect off of this long-term care that she wanted me to cancel, where she would provide care to my mom or whatever. And then she died. Okay, my sister died. And she was the only one close to my mom. And so then we had to move my mom up to North Carolina, and my other brother and sisters were here. And the end of the story is that long-term care insurance and then the veterans aid and attendance that we were able to get. So we did some of the planning right there at that point, but it was a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
The story is, for us, is that get a plan in place.
And she finished well. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide. You got to say cardinalguide.com.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.